I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gaza's Christians protested this week over forced reconversions. At issue, the targeting of Muslim background believers and the increasing oppression against the tiny minority of Christians. Open Doors' Carl Mueller explains their concerns.
The questions that the Christian community have there are fundamentally, can they survive? Can they be preserved? I mean, and that's our commitment at Open Doors, is to stand shoulder to shoulder with persecuted Christians in this context.
Since the militant Hamas seized power 5 years ago, the situation's gotten really difficult for believers.
Pray that they would be able to worship Christ freely and without fear that those among their congregation would be forcibly made to return to Islam.
Next, after a production delay, unexpected tax hikes, and a late shipping date, audio Bibles are finally being distributed in Mozambique. Now, if you've been following the story, you know that Audio Scripture Ministries has had a rough time with this. But Tom Dudenhofer says, after a long list of hurdles,
you'll have to draw some conclusions like we are doing, that God has something very special planned here.
The distribution will be the largest in Mozambique in 7 years. The number of hiccups was unwelcome, but it's been worth it.
That wasn't what we wanted. That wasn't our plan. But we're not going to complain, because this just happens to be the cost of reaching these people with the gospel at this point in time.
And the global economy is hitting yet another ministry. This time, it's a child sponsorship program. AMG International reports that with inflation up in many of the countries they serve, as well as high exchange rates, they're having to raise their child sponsorships to $32 a month. Kids receive a meal and snack each day, education, clothing, and each child hears the gospel. AMG touches thousands of lives through this program. A link to sponsor a child is at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.